Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. You know what they say, four wheels move the body, but two wheels move the soul.
Poetry, mate.
But don't think my motorcycle or my soul will be moving anytime soon. Got a flat tire.
Ah, that's all right. You ride with Geico Motorcycle Insurance and got their 24/7 emergency roadside service. They'll get you back on the road.
Ah, beautiful saying. You come up with that?
It's not a saying. It's a Geico motorcycle policy.
Tomato, tomato.
It feels good to ride with help. It feels good to Geico. Emergency roadside service is optional coverage.
This week, Jaguar removed everything. Like, literally every single post from their Instagram account.
But this isn't the way to do it. This is just dumb.
You say that, but people don't like change. You don't know what they're going to come out with.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the
Autolics Podcast 57.
Rory?
Sorry, I found a new submenu on the, on the thing.
You're playing games again, aren't you?
No.
As I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by Mickey Mouse. This is the Autolics Podcast, episode 57. Welcome back. How are we all doing?
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, we're feeling good?
Yeah, very good.
Feeling fine. It's cold out, isn't it?
It's not cold in here, though.
It's not in the
cottage of Mouse.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, everyone. It's going to be a long podcast, isn't it? How many of those are there? Are there many different...
not this again.
All right, we are not going to be doing this all podcast, I promise.
No. That was literally the last thing that you... The last time you get to play with that, all right? Hey! That's fair, because we all knew I was lying. Right, before we get into it, I hope everyone's had a great week, and looking forward to this podcast. We are very much looking forward to giving you some fantastic information. Do you remember when we were speaking about the Christmas meat that we were planning?
Yes.
Well, we have now got meat for our Christmas.
Oh, what kind of meat?
Turkey.
I like gammon.
Do you?
I like boiled bacon, yeah.
Do you? Okay.
Taylor, do you like
egg? Egg.
What?
Egg. Egg.
No. And then you need to go, put him.
Wait, hold the line.
Yay!
Oh, for God's sake.
Rory, there's a bit of a delay. You need to work on that.
Egg.
Okay. Did that come from you or from the bloody machine?
That's the thing. You'll never know.
No. Oh my God! We have got the Christmas meat confirmed. It is going to be...
Is it gammon?
Oh, for crying out. It's not gammon.
I like gammon.
I know you like... Gammon and egg is very tasty. Right, so listen up, everyone. The Christmas meat, the Autolics Christmas meat, December the 5th. Okay, that's a Friday, isn't it? Are you all right? You're having an aneurysm.
Who's the way you put gammon and
egg? Jesus Christ. Right, I'm just going into the diary. Oh. So, December the 5th at Cafe in a Machine. Between 5 and 10 p.m. That is when the auto... What?
Remember the 5th of December.
Because it's supposed to be 5th of November.
It is.
We're going to redo it.
Oh, okay.
Remember the 5th of December.
The 5th of December.
Mm-hmm.
Egg.
That was incorrect.
Sorry.
Thank you.
5th of December.
Yes.
So, everybody, remember...
Shut up, everyone!
Remember the 5th of December.
Yes. So, Cafe in a Machine, 5th of December. You can book your tickets right now, and I would urge you to do so because we have literally limited, I think 150 odd cars and then an extra few people. So, if you want to come, we will all be there. We will also have Vanny D, our merch van, which will act as our grotto. So, first thing you need to do, get the tickets, go on Eventbrite, and then search for the Autolics Christmas Meet, 5th of December. Get a ticket. And then if you also want to buy a Christmas jumper, which is what I'm wearing here, this is the Multiverse Christmas jumper. It's got Autolics logo, TDC, and also all the gear. Really, really nice. We will also give you a sticker and a £5 drinks token. but you have to get that on the Auto Alex shop. So if you want, you can go on the Auto Alex shop, buy the jumper, and then we have a link to the Eventbrite in the Auto Alex shop as well. It's a little bit complicated. However, if you buy the jumper, we will give you your jumper physically in person at the car meet. Does that make sense?
Christmas meet.
Christmas meet, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can basically go to the Auto Alex shop and then just search Christmas bundle collection at our Christmas meet.
But only buy that after you have your ticket.
Yeah, get a ticket first, all right? Get a ticket first.
Okay? It's all very confusing.
Well, it's a little bit.
It is a bit confusing.
Yeah. However, we're doing Christmas meet 5th December. We can't wait to see you there. Do not delay getting your tickets because they will sell out very, very quickly. Mm. Yeah?
Yes.
Can I come?
You're not being very good on the desk.
Look, you were really good last week. I think we went a bit ham on the first bit. Just a bit.
No, we didn't go ham. We went a bit egg.
People are tuning in. They have egg. No idea the relevance of egg.
Oh, so Taylor on my Instagram when we were in America, he was just playing with his egg that he got from McDonald's and he just kept poking it saying, egg. Wait, he kept saying, egg.
I did, yeah.
And also, for those who don't know, and maybe might have missed the last podcast.
Yeah.
We have a soundboard thing now where we've gone all modern technology.
We're professional now. Yeah.
And we can basically play little recordings and little applauses. And,
And I actually think that does deserve a round of applause.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey! Shut up! Shut up!
Good Lord.
Tim West! Oh, I can't say that.
No. No. What?
Lock up your doors. Anyway, before we talk about what we've been up to and also what the F is happening at Jaguar, we need to talk about what the F is happening at Jaguar.
Wait, do that again.
What the F is happening at Jaguar?
That's good.
That's good.
I like that.
And then I've also got some interesting facts that I want to...
What'd you call me?
Fat.
It's very fattest of you.
No, you're fattest.
Mm. No, you are the fattest of them all.
Before we do all of that,
jumpers. All them jumpers on.
I've only got one jumper.
You've
on.
Got a couple of them on now. I can see them.
Shut up.
You've got a couple of rolls under that jumper. Yeah.
A couple of sausage rolls.
That's funny because we're actually going to be talking a lot about mental health in this, and you're just calling me fat.
We're only returning the favour after many years of you calling us fat. So,
but you are fat.
Yeah, but you're
but
now
you're
fat.
Also fat.
Shit, is that how it works?
Yeah, man.
I will fully admit that I'm fat, but you are also fat.
Can we get on with this bloody podcast?
Egg.
Hello to Jason travelling to work at Melbourne Airport, Darren in South Africa. We've got George listening while on a train to pick up the world's cheapest BMW 130i.
Ooh.
Josh on the M5 motorway on his way to his mini moon. Mike Harris, whose birthday it is today, which is the 20th of November. Jake Saunders in Vancouver Island. Gareth Honeyford waiting for a flight from Memmingen near Munich to Stansted after a lovely week away with his wife.
Wife.
We've got Robin rebuilding the front end of his crash damaged Kia Rio and Rory's mum, Jackie.
You're right, mum.
Where's the music?
What? We haven't got music.
Yeah, we got Jackie music. There you go. Go on, Jackie. Go on, girl. Woo! You take off your clothes.
What's a... Jesus. What was it? A moon what?
A moon?
A moon...
To the moon. A mini moon.
What's a mini moon?
It's a honeymoon, but a little version of it.
So instead of going straight, like after your wedding, going straight for a 2-week big holiday, people go for a little weekend retreat and then save their 2-week holiday for when they're a bit less stressed after the wedding. Because the thing is, a lot of people, they'll go on their massive... I don't know, what did you do?
Went to Bali.
But did you go? You didn't go straight after your wedding, did you?
When did we go? May, June? August? Well, I think it might have been August.
That wasn't straight after, though, was it?
No.
Yeah. Because a lot of the old thing used to be that you would...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You would literally have your wedding and then go straight on your honeymoon.
Yes.
But I think a lot of people have figured out that a wedding is quite stressful. And it's probably good to have a little...
No, the wedding isn't stressful. The build-up to the wedding is stressful when your wife has to do all of the work.
Yes.
That was very stressful for Rhianne.
But sometimes, and then all of that, you want to just, have a little bit of a, and then go on your
a little
honeymoon.
What? Like, okay. Is there a sound effect for that?
A little bit of,
okay.
Right, okay.
So a mini moon.
A mini moon. A mini moon. Yeah. So Taylor, when you get married, Taylor's just don't go a straight bit away like a to Thailand. Bar.
I was thinking a mini milk.
Yeah, I knew you were. I knew you were the little
I like
milky.
A mini milk.
Oh, I do like you a Milky
are.
Way.
I like a mini milk.
You are so fat.
I like the strawberry ones.
Do you like strawberry chocolate?
No, strawberry mini milks. You don't know what a mini milk
no,
is.
No, I don't.
You need to get with the game.
He's too old. Old.
Is it? I'm too old.
Ice cream wasn't invented when he was around.
They didn't have sweets.
No, back in my day, we were still churning the ice cream for you youngsters to enjoy these days.
Alex had rations.
I was pre-rations.
What, pre-World War?
Pre-World War. Yeah. Anyway, shall we move on?
Go on then.
Right, so last week, Rory, you opened up about something, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, and we've had many, many, many emails.
Have we?
Yeah, lots of emails, actually. Supporting you, backing you up. And there's one in particular I want to read. May I?
Go on then.
Okay. I should probably read.
Yeah.
We don't have all day.
Egg.
So this is from Martin, and Martin says, "Hi guys, my name is Martin from Portsmouth, and I've been in a bad state of mind recently. Always stressed, down, and felt like I couldn't speak to anyone. I went for walks to try and clear my head for a few hours, and after listening to your last podcast and Rory revealing that he's struggling with stuff, that made me sit back and get the strength to do something about it. So, I've been speaking with the people in Andy's Man Club, which, until listening to your podcast, I'd never heard about. I'm already feeling better about myself and have got lots of things off my mind. So thank you so much for the confidence kick I needed. And thank all of you three for the podcast. So please never stop, because for me and many others, this isn't just a podcast anymore. It's a help, a way of life, and a break from reality. Thank you again. And I hope to meet you at Goodwood for Shedfest. Martin." Thank you, Martin.
That's a nice email.
Yeah. That is a nice email, isn't it?
Yeah.
And we have had many, many emails kind of uttering the same sort of words.
Do you know what I think it is? I was thinking about this. A lot of car people, I think, struggle around this time of year. Because, you know, let's face it, if you're a car person, you usually go to like car events, shows throughout the summer and everything like that. You have such a high of summer where you can get out, you're out and about in your car and everything like that.
And also, they've just started sorting the road. So if you are a car enthusiast, your car will just dissolve.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That is
but that's what I mean. Yeah, you then, it. Like, oh, at this point in time now, we're the time where you're putting away your car, you're putting away your... And I think a lot of people, instead of going and doing other things, they kind of just retreat a bit in the winter.
Yeah.
I think mental health is a very thing to sort of focus on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree.
This time.
And we're still wearing our Andy's Man Club. What are they called? Wristbands.
Bracelets.
Wristbands. Yeah. So, yeah, big shout out to Andy's Man Club. You are making a difference. Also, big shout out again to you, Rory, for opening up.
Oh.
Well done, Rory.
Oh,
well done.
Oh, it's all lovely, this.
Oh, it's all lovely, it's this. It's all lovely, this. Everything else you usually do is pretty shit, but what you did last week was very good.
Egg.
I take it back. You're doing a fantastic job. Oh, Jesus.
Taylor, why do you keep just saying egg randomly?
Egg.
I might set that as my text message.
Right, what have we all been up to? Taylor, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Not a massive amount since last week.
You've got a few bits for sale, haven't you?
I've got a few bits for
sale.
You
do,
I've been selling some
bits. Which is strange, because he's not a car dealer, so why has he got things for sale again?
Yeah. He's full-time, but he's not full-time.
But
do you know why I've got cars for sale?
Why?
Because I've got 16 of them.
16?
Yes, and I don't want 16 cars.
No. You should sell some.
That's
what I'm doing.
Yes. But so what's for sale?
So... 735i is still for sale.
Yep.
The one that you guys took to Poland that Freddie drove.
Yep.
Because that is now mine. We did a little deal and I now own that. So I've put that out for sale.
Yep.
Big Pete is officially fixed.
Yep.
And is up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
So Big Pete is being sold. I know I said last week that I wasn't going to sell my Alpina because I really like
it. You're selling the Alpina?
I do really like my Alpina. And... I will be really sad to see it go, but I'm just too scared to use it. And like the
but it's
so
a 320D. Why care?
I just love that car. I love it.
You love it so much, you're selling it. That makes no
sense. Yeah, and I just really like it. It's hard to explain. I really like it. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to drive about in my Range Rover over the winter because I really enjoy that car, my Red Ranger from the Caravan Challenge.
Yep.
And
have you paid for that yet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I paid for it when... I bought it and then Of course I paid for it.
We're going to have to check that, Rory. Hmm.
I did pay for it.
Okay, cool.
Well, you didn't pay me for it originally. Because I bought it and paid for it. Because I bought it on a popular internet auction site. And then I invoiced you for it, but you never paid it.
Mm.
And then when I decided I wanted it, I just knocked it off the invoice.
Mm.
So...
Were you believing any of this?
So anyway, I'm going to float about in my Range Rover.
Yeah.
Because I really like getting in it and chucking the heated steering wheel on and just floating.
Yeah.
And then when the weather starts to brighten up a bit, I'm probably going to buy another Alpina D3.
Estate.
But I'm going to get an estate.
Good.
I'm probably going to get a pre-facelift.
Yep.
And just get a cheap one.
Okay. Do you not want someone with a bar?
Yeah, I'll put a bar on it.
Yeah, but you can't tow anything with the 3 Series.
I just don't care. I just like them.
Right, I hope the Vosa come and catch up with you.
I just like... Do you know what I thought as well?
Yeah, here we go.
Shoot me down here, okay. But I've been thinking about this. I might sell my trailer and buy a smaller...
No, it was a present. You can't.
I might buy a smaller enclosed trailer.
No, what? That is so dumb.
Where are you going to put that?
So dumb.
Because
where are you going to put an enclosed trailer?
My trailer is absolutely enormous, which is fantastic.
It's what you want to.
But you know an enclosed trailer is the same size.
No, you can get smaller ones. You can get twin axle ones. And I like transporting my personal stuff to car shows and stuff like that.
Mm.
And it'd be cool to transport it and it not get covered in crap.
Well, it doesn't matter. You literally just quick detail it.
I've just
an enclosed trailer is just such a pain to live with.
And where are you going to put it?
Mm-hmm.
No, we are shutting that down right away. Also, that trailer was a present.
It was a present. Yeah, yes. I love it.
So no, you're not getting rid of it.
Well, that's that then, isn't it?
That is that. Yeah. So you have been shot down. Shut up.
It was an idea. Egg. All right. It was weird hearing my voice on top of my own voice. It was just an idea, but I thought about. But look, my trailer needs a bit of zhuzhing. So
a closed trailer is all so of our trailers need.
Yeah, mine's off the road at the moment because I've got to order some bits for it, and I want to put an electric winch on it as well.
Mm, okay.
So
that well, you're saying that your current trailer is too big.
It is quite large.
Okay. Well, why don't we take an angle grinder? To it? We'll make it shorter. You're saying you don't want a three axle? Take two of the wheels off.
Because if we were to do it, we'd do a shit job of it.
We would?
Yeah.
But then it would be shorter.
I don't want it shit shorter.
What?
I don't want a shit shorter version.
Would you call me?
A shit short. Anyway, that was the thought. So, yeah, if anyone's got a nice, cheap Alpina D3 estate that they want to sell at some point...
He literally can't help himself, can he?
I just like them.
Oh, no, I'm going to keep it forever. You know what? It was so funny. His mate Joe was doing an impression of Taylor when he bought it, going, he was going, oh, Sal, you know, I'm going to buy it and I'm going to float around in it and it's going to be great daily and it's going to do, you know, it's good at just doing the mileage and it's good at doing the thing. Oh, wait, no, I'm selling it.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's just too nice.
No, it's not that. It's just that you get bored so quickly. Literally worse than Rory.
I'm not bored of the car. It's just too nice. I really, really like it and I just love it, but it's just too nice.
We all have a go at you for buying stuff just to keep yourself happy. He's worse for
you. You are worse.
You are so much worse.
Do you know what? At least when I buy things, I actually, like, I keep them.
I keep them.
You should actually sell that. Defender.
No,
you need to get rid of it.
No, I'm keeping it. I went out in it camping, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
We'll get onto you in a minute. Yeah.
Do you know what? I think part of the reason why you two get so aggy about it is because I buy cars based on what I want and not what you want. So you two get pissed off about it.
No, it's because then you then spend half the day going, actually, I need to head over to here to go pick up this.
Yeah.
Or I've got someone to come in to view a car and stuff like that.
You buy cars.
You're full time now, man. You can't do this.
Yeah, I am.
And you complain about them. You complain about the cars so much as well.
When have I done that, Rory?
Today?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, you said, what? You said you wanted to go to, can I go to Tom Lenthal's to go pick up Big Pete? No, we've got work to do, man.
Yes, I need to go and collect
take the pit. We'll do it out of work
that
hours.
I bought off of you that you two use at your own willingness film with.
When's the last time we used it?
Have done, don't be so ungrateful. Have done.
Sorry, what was the agreement? The agreement was you buy it, we get to use it.
No, wasn't.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Play the tape. Oh shit, we don't have the tape.
We got the tape. We got the tape.
That was the agreement between you two. And I paid more money for it based on the fact that it was my car. I do what the hell I want for it. And if I wanted to sell it, I can.
Oh, sorry.
Taylor is actually right here. There was no agreement that we would ever use it.
But did he ever say no?
He did no, not say no.
There like, you go. Well, you need to learn to say no.
I don't say no because I'm nice. So when I want to go and collect it from Tom Lemphill after, you know, having it repaired again, I should bloody well be allowed to.
But you're not, because we've got a podcast.
And anyway, that's not a car that I bought to sell on to make a profit. It's a personal vehicle that I bought, made a terrible mistake on, and now I want to sell.
Well, then you'll have to pick it up in personal time.
Oh, this is turning into a disagreement.
Take your trousers off immediately.
Anyway, you two get aggy because I buy cars that you don't like. And I buy them anyway and don't listen to your advice. It's
not. You buy cars, you then get really stressed about your cars. The thing that annoys...
No, I don't. I don't get stressed.
Oh my God, you get stressed so much.
No, I don't.
Oh my God. Every single day. The world is ending every 5 seconds because you've bought a car and it turns out it was shit or it's blown up.
When did that... Give me an example.
Alpina.
What's wrong with it?
Everything. All the time.
The oil pressure went on it.
No, it didn't. That was my fault. But if that happened to you, you'd be stressed.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not buying cars left, right, and centre, then moaning neither about it.
You just need to calm down.
You two need to stop.
You just said neither do I. You just asked the audience for an Alpina D3 Touring.
Yeah, I want one. You two.
He changes cars more than he changes knickers.
Keep your noses out of it, all right? I like cars.
We can't keep our noses out of it because you make it our life and that you make it our problem.
No, I don't.
You do.
I never make it your problem.
You are my biggest problem in life.
Right. That is rude.
Sorry. This has really turned into mummy and mummy fighting here.
Do you know
what
the problem is?
What's the problem?
You're just a bitch.
Is that right?
That's all it is. You are just a bitch. Just a bitch. So, what else have I been up to?
Moaning.
I've been fine.
Sorry.
I've been on about an M5.
What? You got to
go back. What was that?
While we were in Vegas, Chris opened a letter and it was me speeding in the French Racing Blue Renault Clio that we did in the hot hatch.
Yes.
Yes.
What were you doing?
I was doing 80 in a 70.
Why were you like the M25 is the one motorway that you would?
I'll be honest with you.
It's got 1,000 cameras.
I do the same every day.
No, but you clearly don't.
Otherwise,
because you got caught.
I think the speedo was broken.
Wait, was the speedo accurate, Taylor?
It must be accurate.
Yeah, it was accurate.
But so I got flagged and I've now got a thing. But I'm hoping it won't be points.
Points do not win prizes. Have you been caught speeding before?
No.
Well, then you should be fine. You should do a, what are they called?
Speed awareness
course. Yeah. I did one of those recently. It's a lot of fun.
I had to do...
Not really.
...a driver's awareness course or something.
Oh, so you've already done a speed awareness
course? Not speed awareness. It's different.
What was a driver's awareness
course? It's for people that drive in red X's on the motorway and for people that get caught doing burnouts.
Oh.
And which one of them were you doing?
I was...
Probably both.
The burnout.
Were you doing a burnout in a red X?
It would have been funny if I was. But no, I got caught by an unmarked policeman doing a wheel spin.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
This was years ago.
Was it accidental years wheel spin? Ago. Did your
Oh,
foot
no,
slip?
It was on purpose.
Was it really?
I was being a knob.
Yeah.
I think
this was probably last week.
Yeah.
No, this was years ago. Okay. This was back when I had my E36. This must have been probably about 2016 or 17.
Okay.
It's good to know things don't change.
No.
Hey, I haven't done a burnout in ages.
If anything, he's got more criminal. That video you showed me with the bollards previously, well, that was frank.
Hey, look.
Yeah.
I hit some bollards, I won't lie to you, and they spring back.
They do.
And I only hit them because they spring back.
Yeah. And you had to check that the other side as well, they were also springing.
Yeah, I had to turn around and make sure that they all function correctly.
Yeah, yeah. The subject of the video, you just see a car and the noise is...
Do you want to hear the audio?
Okay. Wait, send it to me if you can.
Oh yeah.
Why?
Because we can play
I can play it through the podcast system.
God. Hang on.
We are so professional now. I was listening to No Such Thing as a Fish on the way in this morning. I was like, they don't have the do noises or the crickets. Or, oh. And then it continues because he comes back.
No, that was in another episode.
Oh, right.
No, okay. I've only got that one.
That was in another episode. He said.
Oh. Do you know what?
So there were nuns in the middle of the road. You had to avoid them driving.
Oh, it was a nightmare. There was a lorry that was swerving, and there was a donkey in the middle of London.
I hate it when a donkey comes out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere. I'd swerve and I hit all these bollards, but luckily they spring back.
Yeah. And then you took a wrong turning, so you had to turn around. And then the donkey was on the other side of the road, being
so
chased
by
the nuns.
I had to swerve and I accidentally hit all the bollards on that side. No. Oh, it was a nightmare. I was so stressed out and so upset by the whole scenario.
Are you okay?
A McFlurry.
Really? Okay.
Well, I did. Yeah.
You feeling all right now, though?
Oh, fine.
After that ordeal.
I'm okay. I'm over it now. Yeah.
So the laughter that I heard at the end of the other episode.
That was the donkey.
That was the donkey. Okay. Yeah. And that wasn't tears. Emotional.
That was
definitely
the donkey.
Okay, that's good.
I'm turning this back on because I'm going to catch a death of cold in a minute.
Okay. Cool.
What are you pressing?
Egg.
that's the last egg now. There is no context with the egg.
Egg.
I will ban you from that shortly.
What else have I been up to? Oh! Fun thing.
Yeah.
Me and Rory did some filming this week on my Peugeot 205 GTI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we did.
Which has now got... Shall I say what it's got on it?
Yeah.
It's now got ITBs on it.
For people who don't know what ITBs are?
They are individual throttle bodies.
What
so it's
they
got
do?
Four little honky honks.
Yeah.
And they increase power, increase airflow, and most importantly, induction noise.
Yes.
And they sound amazing. Rory?
They do sound good.
They sound really good.
And is there any reason why this is quite important that you have a working set of ITBs, Taylor?
It's quite important because I tried to fit them to the 6 Series. It went horrifically wrong and it's actually still being repaired.
Jeez.
But...
How many months is that?
It's been a while, but Jake at ASD Tuning has messaged me yesterday, actually, and he's nearly finished.
Really?
So
have you got a clip?
Six
a sound clip?
I have, yeah.
Send it to Rory and then we can all enjoy it.
Hang on. I've got to find Jake. Lord.
Is that what, just to fill some time?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, just to fill some silence, basically. Yeah, yeah. Well, actually, maybe I should do...
I'll tell a joke. Knock, knock.
Oh, wait.
Oh.
Hi, my name's Taylor, and I have stopped selling cars.
Hey! Way!
I've sent you the video.
Okay.
All right, here's the video of... Wait. Oh.
Yeah?
Wow.
So the 6 Series is now running very well.
Yeah.
Jake's bled out the cooling system, put new HT leads on it, completely redone the wiring loom. He's also done new trigger wheel, new crankshaft sensor, new coil pack bracket. He's done so much work on it.
Yeah.
Bless him. He has been absolutely grafting on it, and it should be ready within the next sort of week.
This all sounds quite expensive.
Yeah.
And you've already spent quite a lot trying to get it working.
You have spent quite a lot.
I have, but it's a forever car, so... For me, I just want it done right.
So for these ITBs to get working, how much do you think?
Let's move on.
Rory, your face. Because you've already spent,
a couple of grand.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you spent far?
Well,
how much were the ITBs for starters? And this is just general interest.
He's not including, I think he's forgotten about that.
How much were the ITBs? 1,500 quid?
Oh, yeah.
Were they 1,500 quid?
Mm-hmm. The first lot of parts that I bought with the exhaust cost me about $3,500.
And so what are the first lot of parts?
The ITBs,
exhaust.
The ECU, and the exhaust.
Okay. Are they all from one company?
No.
Okay.
It's a Fritz Bitz exhaust.
Yep.
RHD ITBs and a ECU Masters Classic standalone ECU.
Okay. Did you need the exhaust with that?
No, but well, it does. Yeah, no, it does. Yes, you do sort of, really.
Sort of, really.
You don't really.
You missed
gain.
A trick there. Could have gone.
I guess
you don't really gain out of it if you don't have
okay.
it.
Okay.
So that was $3,500, and then I probably spent about another 1,500.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Well, so you spent 1,500 quid getting the parts fitted.
Yeah.
And then it was never working.
And then I spent another grand on some extra parts.
What extra parts?
Oh, like the...
Replacement parts.
The coil pack and the distributor
blank.
Well, they had to pay for a load of sensors that they nicked off other cars. Yeah, like, do you know yours. How I know this?
Oh, yeah.
Because I saw that it was nicked off mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did but you get it back? I bought you a brand new genuine sensor in replacement, so you can shut up.
You did, yeah.
There you go. So, yeah, that was that bit. And that's another grand. And then probably with Jake, 1,500.
Okay. So we are at a total of...
All told, we're about 7 or 8 grand?
There or thereabouts.
Wow. You.
Hmm.
Yeah, money has
that's an Alpina.
Mm.
Yeah,
money has gone in wheelbarrows.
Oh,
this year.
It's gone in wheelie bins.
He took it in a wheelie bin and then he's got a wheelbarrow. Full
I think
as
you
well
might need to skip now.
I need a skip. Yes, I do. But yeah, so I can't begin to explain to you.
Excellent.
How excited. Do you know what I would like to do?
Yep.
If it's ready, I'd like to potentially, if the weather's not horrendous, bring it to our Christmas meet.
Oh, yeah. Well, Phil's going to be there.
On the 5th of December.
And Nigel will be there.
I was thinking this.
Maybe.
I think
with
we
paint,
should.
Potentially.
We should have our dream cars lined up in a little sort of triangle sort of thing.
That would be cool. And you know what? If the weather's really bad, then I can put the 6 Series in my enclosed trailer.
You're not getting an enclosed trailer.
Yeah. And it'll stay all nice and clean.
Do you know who has a lovely enclosed trailer?
Tom Lenthal.
Yeah.
Just borrow his.
I could do, actually.
Yeah.
I'll just nick it.
No, just borrow it. You don't need an enclosed trailer.
Tom has learned his lesson, though. He will now ask for a deposit when Taylor takes something off him.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Has he paid back TDC money?
I haven't yet.
No, okay.
Other than that...
Someone get another wheelbarrow.
I've been driving my M5 mount.
Oh, yeah?
Absolutely love it.
It is really
It's
nice.
Really it good. Really nice. Good. Very fast.
Yep.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically,
within the speed limits, very fast.
Yes.
Makes a fantastic noise.
It does.
I would... I have been thinking about this recently. I'd really
gonna
like
sell it
to drive...
It's going to buy something out.
No. I'd really like to drive a manual one and see what it's like. And if I like it, I'd like to potentially convert mine. Because I think it would be quite cool to have a manual M5. But I want to drive a manual one first. Because 50%...
When are you going to get time to do any of that?
I'll do that.
No, you won't.
I'll have it done in a weekend.
Stop.
No. I'll have it done in a weekend.
You two just are absolute daydreamers.
Do not say to me, you two.
I don't want
a manual swap my bloody M5.
You're still daydreamers, both
just
of you.
Just pause. Cut the negativity.
There's no negativity. How's your E46 V8 swap going?
I would like...
How's it going?
I can't get it in the unit because it's full of Alex's shit. So
full of Alex's shit? There's a massive space there.
No, what about the Macan?
Yes, that's my car and it's in my unit.
And what other space?
Well, why do you need it inside?
Because it's very cold outside. I couldn't possibly work out in the cold.
You're not working
I'll
on the car
rigor
anyway.
Mortis.
You're not... I'm the one who gets rigor mortis. I am the one who knocks.
I might manual swap it if I like driving a manual one, but I really want to try one out because 50% of people said SMGs are best and the other half have said do it manual.
Okay, how much is a manual swap going to cost?
It'll cost a couple of grand.
More than that.
You are a dreamer.
I looked at the drive video. It's a lot of I think it might be another Alpina worth of money.
Well, look, that's fine because do you know what? I've got a bit of cash in my knicker drawer.
Well, maybe you could pay the TDC money.
Yeah, you owe a lot of people a lot of money,
no,
so pay them first.
They don't take cash, so I can't. It's all
no,
in my
no,
knicker drawer.
We do. We do.
No, you don't.
We do.
I saved it for my rainy day. It's my knicker, my knicker cash.
Christ.
So anyway.
If it's in his knicker drawer, it's going to be a massive draw.
Oh, it's a big draw.
There's going to be tens of thousands
oh,
in there.
Oh, my God, is it a big draw. So yeah, other than that, not a lot, really.
Okay.
Pretty much same old. I'm trying to think of anything else.
That's a good update.
That's it.
I'll go next. Brenda Amelia, little baby Amelia. She's 3 months old as of yesterday.
Oh,
she's doing well. Yeah. Big shout out to Rianne, my wife, for basically keeping her alive and very happy.
So is she a 24 plate or a 74 plate?
She'll
be a 24
she's
plate.
She's August. Yeah, so 24.
Oh, okay.
She's brand new. Mm. Yeah, you don't see many about on the road.
No, you don't.
And it's nice. I get to pick her up now and her head isn't particularly floppy. She can actually hold her head up and she's smiling a lot. And in certain lights, she looks a lot like me, which is quite weird as a baby. Mm. So that's good. Had a really nice weekend, just like family weekend. Gabor came over and his wife.
Oh, Gabs.
Terrible. Yeah, Gabs.
I haven't seen him since Barcelona.
CT Gabs.
Yeah, yeah. Gabs used to run Car Throttle with Adnan.
Yeah, he was COO, CTO, something like that.
This is before it all went to shit.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, you're quite right.
Good Lord.
So yeah, we had a nice kind of breakfast together, just caught up and yeah, all fun times. And he's hopefully going to be coming to the birthday bash in January as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Who's phoning me? Doesn't matter. So yeah, we're going to have a load of us January birthday bash.
I'll be honest, I haven't been keeping up to date with that group chat.
No, I've noticed.
What is going on?
I've noticed. We're getting loads of female strippers.
I'm not interested.
Male strippers.
I'm interested.
I'm stripping.
Mm. You've just agreed. I'm not interested. You've agreed to it, Tay. It's £20,000 a head.
Yeah.
We're getting a private jet.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll get it out of my cash
private
drawer.
Jet to Cornwall.
I'll get it out my knicker drawer. It's fine. Do you take, can I bring helicopter?
Yeah. We take Amex as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So you did that. Yesterday as well, we collected a E34 525i.
We did,
yeah.
Because we're doing a giving back episode, which will hopefully be coming out December, maybe early January. We've been in contact with a man who needs a bit of help. So we're taking his car and we're hopefully going to give it back to him for him to enjoy for as long as he can, really. So shout out to those guys. And as I drove to the unit this morning, Taylor, you came inside, didn't you? Inside the unit, not inside me.
Yeah, no, not inside.
And you said, have you seen your car? Would you like to explain what we saw?
So I put the KN round the back this morning, where we keep it in its little hidey hole. And I walk back round and Alex is 530D touring with partner.
Such a good, I love it. I genuinely love it.
And
you can't call it a hearse,
man. As I walk past it, all I could notice at the top of the tyre, about this long, which is, how long's that?
I tell you, tell me.
Five, 6 inches.
I don't know. You tell me.
You wouldn't know.
That looks to me like 9 inches. Is that not 9 inches? Have I been lying?
It might be to you, but not to me. Anyway, it's about 6 inches.
Is that an aperitif for you?
And it was a 6 inch long split.
Yes.
In your tire.
Yes.
What?
It's huge.
Yeah. And you could like get your finger in it.
Yes.
And I said to him, how he made it here this morning without that exploding, I have no idea.
Yes.
Because hypothetically, he usually does 80 miles an hour.
Indicated.
The same as me.
How have you done that?
It's uneven tyre wear. The whole of the outside tyre wall is completely like...
But it's literally like that long and you can poke your finger in the hole.
It's really bad.
So how are you getting home?
Like, well, I've got a plethora of vehicles. I'm going to float home in the E39 540i touring that I am now the custodian of. I'm very excited. And then you want to buy that, don't you?
I don't for the price you want for it. It's too much.
Well, I don't want to sell it for the price you're offering.
You're just too ridiculous. I like the way, right?
Here we go.
I like the way that
it's all
you
coming
two,
out now. It's all coming out.
Yeah. I like the way that you two bollock me and give me nothing but negativity when I want to go out and buy a car. But if it's a car that you two want to flog, you're like, oh yeah, buy it. Go on, buy it. Have that.
The difference is you have stated pretty much every single week on the podcast that you are no longer buying and selling cars.
No, I'm not. But if there's
But you are. But
yeah, because if there's a car I want and I want to go out and buy it and float about in it for a bit and then flog it on afterwards, then I can.
But
I'm
within
my rights to.
Yes, of course
you
are.
Do I go out every day and go, oh, I'm going to buy that. There's a £1,000 markup in that. I could tie it up and sell it on.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You don't do it every day. You do it every week.
I buy cars that I like and that I want to drive and that I want to own or whatever.
Which makes you a car dealer.
And if I want to sell them, I'll sell them.
Which makes you a car dealer.
It doesn't make me a car dealer.
Because you're buying and selling
it
still.
It makes me a car enthusiast and there's plenty of
other
people.
No, there's a difference between car enthusiast and car dealer.
Oh, slinger, you're just jealous. You're just jealous of
you're
my...
You're just not realistic.
No, you're just jealous of my plethora of vehicles.
Don't you dare use my words.
You use my words all the time.
I'll give you 1,500 quid. But first, a massive shout out to this week's podcast sponsor, NordVPN. Everyone deserves to feel safe online, and now you can too, thanks to NordVPN, which helps you surf the web securely by masking your IP address and location, keeping your internet activity private. Not only that, but your data is always encrypted, which means hackers and prying eyes can't see what you're doing online. And NordVPN isn't only about making you feel safer online, though. As their huge network of over 6,700 servers in 111 countries means you can access region-locked content and even avoid price discrimination when shopping online for car parts, all while taking advantage of NordVPN's lightning-fast speeds. It's super easy to use, and one NordVPN account can be used over 6 devices, with support for Windows, Android, iOS, macOS, Linux, and even Android TV. The best thing, though, is that you can get NordVPN's 2-year plan plus 4 extra months by using the link www.nordvpn.com/autoalex, which you can also see in the description below. And what's more, it's completely risk-free thanks to NordVPN's 30-day money-back guarantee. Thanks, NordVPN. You're the greatest. So that's me. I'm going to float home in my A39, which I'm very happy about. Rory, what about you?
Me and my mates stupidly decided, but it was good, to go camping.
Would you call me?
Bearing in mind the weather was like 5 degrees or something like that.
Mm.
I took the Defender out, took the roof tent and everything like that. And it was great. Yeah, we got the massive fire going, sort of just went to this field because no campsites are really open. Actually use my Defender.
Wow, that makes a change.
Use it all the time.
Really?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
When's the last time you used it before that? For its purpose.
What do you mean for its purpose?
Off-roading.
Wow, man, yeah. But
I'll tell you what, you'll be needing it a lot soon if the weather stays the way it is. We've had a lot of snow recently.
We have. Yeah. And so, all right, I'm quite annoyed about this. I've had that Defender for 4 years. Every single time, either it has snowed or it has snowed everywhere else in the country, I have either not been at my house with the Defender or the snow just never hit my house. So I've 4 years I've had that thing just waiting for the day when the snow clogs up the road and I'm there driving around going, ha, losers, look at me go.
Yeah, but
and it's never happened.
But you could probably do that in your BMW with good tyres, good winter tyres. You don't need a 4x4.
Are you absolutely off your trolley?
Have you not seen the videos of the rear-wheel drive BMW going up a hill and an all-wheel drive, whatever it was, going up the same hill, and the all-wheel drive car didn't make it? Mm-hmm. Just because you have all-wheel drive doesn't mean you're going to get further. If you have good tyres... Yeah,
but I have...
It does.
No, it doesn't.
But I have all-terrain tyres and 4x4 in my Defender.
Okay, but it will break down on that day.
My Defender is the most reliable vehicle I've ever owned.
I can't wait till it breaks down.
You've done the least amount of miles in it.
I've done 27,000 miles in it.
In 4 years.
In 4 years.
That's more than the average person does.
It's not.
How many miles have you done this year? Sorry, Rory, how many miles have you done this year?
Look, I'm unsure.
Good Lord.
I think it's on 149,000 miles.
Yeah.
And on its last MOT.
Which it failed, probably.
Oh, no, it wouldn't pass with flying colours. It was over the phone.
Oh, yeah.
What?
No, you can bring it into that guy and he'll just pass it. Anyway, it's 100 quid.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
On my last MOT, it had 145,000 miles and that was in May. I've done 4,000 miles since May.
Okay.
That is a lot. I don't know what you're saying.
That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Let's have a look. Phil.
Oh, sorry, it's Phil, an everyday car.
You can't count that because I've done more miles in Phil than him this year.
All right, what's another car that he's...
What about daily driver? Any daily driver?
My Defender isn't my daily. Your point is saying that I don't use it and it's one of my extra...
You have a Range Rover.
You just... That little smirk there was like, ah, fuck.
Rory, language.
Nigel.
No, what? We've got a bleep machine now. You're going to have to put that machine in the middle because this week you're not on it.
No, because we don't want to use it too much, otherwise it'll become annoying. Nigel, yeah, how many miles have you done in Nigel?
Well, Nigel's being fixed up.
So, what about the last 4 months?
Well, I've been working, man. I've been busy.
All right, what about...
I've been busy, man.
Your E30.
Okay, I've done 1,000 miles.
Because you took it for a video to Poland and back.
Rory, you asked me a question. I gave you an answer. 1,000 miles.
And you did not do 1,000 miles.
It's done 1,000 miles.
So your point being, you should sell... If you're having a go at me because I do
I'm
not...
I'm not having a go at you.
You are, oh, God.
No, here we go.
I need a replay function here of you literally saying, but you don't use it.
You don't know. You should sell it.
It's...
You need to sell.
Oh my god! You've got a Range Rover. Let me just pick any one of
you've
the.
You've got
vehicles
a Range Rover.
Let's just pause for a minute.
Why the long pause?
You moan at him for not using his cars.
All the
you
time.
You two moan at me for buying cars, and we moan at you for having shit cars. Can we all just stop moaning at each other? Can we all just cut the negativity?
My cars are not shit.
I want to go out and buy cars because that's what I like doing. You like to look at yours and not drive them. And you like looking at absolute heaps of shit. So let's just keep it at that and all be happy.
But the long and short of it is, you don't use the Defender, you need to sell it. Go on, bite. Bite. He's biting. Look at him. Go on. Mummy's hungry.
Egg.
All right. Should we move it on? Are you out now?
I'm out. Yeah.
But you're just out?
Yeah. No.
Are you going to rage quit?
Rory's Egg. So pissed off.
It's great, isn't it?
You don't use any of your cars. And that's all I'm saying.
Can you give yourself a little wow, wow, wow? There you go, Rory. Oh, fantastic. Let's move the podcast on to Are You on the Bleep?
No. Wait, I can be.
What the...
Wait. Sorry.
Three, yeah, all right, two, yeah. One. What the is happening at Jaguar?
That's good, that
is. Yeah?
Yeah.
Should we try it one more time? Okay. Just some more seamlessly. You don't have to press it that long.
All right.
What the is happening at Jaguar? That was good,
that
wasn't it?
Good.
That was
good. Like
that was seamless.
That's
so
a good beep.
If you're
on Instagram, bitch, you sell that Defender because you don't use a Defender. You need to sell it immediately. You sharp as well.
The funny thing is, that's what he sounds like all the time. We're just
I sound. Hi, my name's Taylor. I want to go buy a car.
Oh wow! He
stuck his head down the bog.
I'm in a glass. Let me out! Let me out!
So what the beep is happening at Jaguar? If you're on Instagram, you would have seen it. If you follow Jaguar, you probably follow Jaguar. They've got like 17 million followers. Anyway, this week Jaguar removed everything, like literally every single post from their Instagram account, and uploaded a single post with the caption "Copy nothing." Rory will play that video.
Yeah.
So, crying out loud.
Calm down, man.
We went through this earlier.
Yes, but then I then Googled other stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, here we go.
Googled PB.
So basically, yeah, so Jaguar have just uploaded one video. So there is just one video on the whole of their Instagram. They have got rid of all of the heritage, all of the pictures, everything over the years. And this is what is now on the Jaguar Instagram page. Say what you see, Rory.
So it's some sort of like fashion shoot.
Yeah.
Like I
live vivid, it says.
Live delete
ordinary.
Honestly, if I was looking at this, I'd think it's some sort of weird perfume advert.
Break molds. So basically it's just a whole bunch of models wearing coloured clothing and they're looking at the camera
and then copying nothing.
They're walking backwards.
Jaguar.
It makes no sense. It has nothing to do with cars. It's very, very confusing. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
I don't have a clue.
Yeah, and it's like a bizarre fashion post that's gained a lot of traction for all the wrong reasons, including like big names. You know, Chris Fix, for example.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the biggest YouTubers. He's written, "You guys should go back to what made Jaguar great. Build classy British cars that are so unique and beautiful that no one cares that they're unreliable. That is the formula." Mr. JWW as well wrote, "An agent," and this is very true, "an agency somewhere is laughing at how much they charge Jaguar for this."
Oh God, yeah, they would have, that would have been so much money.
Yeah, tens of thousands.
Yeah,
right.
Oh, more than that.
Okay, 100 grand.
Probably for a
random 25-second fashion shoot that makes no sense, that has some random shit words on it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a really good one here as well from CD3294 on Instagram. Has got over 4,000 likes on his comment. And he's written, "Congratulations, you killed a British icon," to which Jaguar responded, "It's ready for its next life. This is a reset." And Jaguar have commented like loads of this random bullshit to loads of people. They've also deleted hundreds of comments from people.
Mm.
So they are, I don't know, fighting fire with fire. It just makes no sense. What's going on at Jaguar?
I don't know. So did you know also that you actually can't order a new Jaguar anymore?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
they got so much stock.
They've got so much stock left over, and they've just stopped production, basically. You can't actually buy a new Jaguar. Jeez. And the next time you will be able to buy a new Jaguar is their new image Jaguar, which Jaguar is just going to be an all-electric car company now.
So depressing.
That's boring, isn't it?
It is so yeah. shit.
No more V8s.
But yeah, it makes no sense to me.
No. I just don't get... Jaguar was such an innovative car brand back in the day.
Oh, what?
Innovative. Jaguar was such a car brand back in the day.
Oh, I agree. It was such an innovative car brand back in the day.
The thing you have to ask, though, is we like Jaguars.
Yeah.
And other car enthusiasts like Jaguars, but do they sell? Obviously not, if they've got loads of stock. So have they thought? Hang on,
yeah, but I think that's Jaguar of now, though. Like Jaguar were, but Jaguar of recent. Let's face it; they have probably the worst engine reliability of any manufacturer in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's some shit out there.
No, that Ingenium 2 liter diesel is literally a guaranteed blow up.
Yeah, they're not great. But
not
also,
great.
So of Vauxhalls and last year or the year before.
Oh, Ford with their.
What was the
wet
most
belt.
Unreliable car?
Was it the wet belt?
No. What was the most unreliable car of either last year or the year?
Is it not Range Rover of sorts?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I don't know. What was it?
Volvo XC90.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
So.
Wouldn't have thought that.
But yeah. They make up for it because no one dies in them.
That is very true.
That is very true.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's a fun fact. No one, apparently, on the UK roads has ever died in a Volvo XC90.
Mm.
Thanks for the fun fact. Where's that come from?
You said you wanted learning facts in the podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is the thing. Are they actually selling? Obviously not, because they've got loads of stock. And maybe they thought, if we carry on the way we are, we're just going to go down the pan. So let's rewrite it. Let's start again. And let's do something new.
But this isn't the way to do it. This is just dumb.
You say that, but people don't like change. You don't know what they're going to come out with.
Well, it's going to be
They might
electric.
Come out with something and you might go, actually, that's quite nice.
No, no. Yeah, maybe. But their whole marketing strategy is bullshit.
But that's... I feel like off. Jaguar have produced some good vehicles. Like, but I don't know. Yeah, they just... I don't think they're marketing and I don't think they've quite hit the spot right. Like, because... Like the F-Type, that is a good two-seater
great
sports
car.
Like, great really car. Good two-seater sports car. Mm. But I feel like it may have sold all right in the UK, but probably just not good around the rest of the world.
But if we bring it back to this marketing campaign, who are they aiming this at?
The younger generation, apparently.
Yeah, but they don't buy Jaguars.
Yeah,
well,
but
maybe
that's why,
they will.
That's why they're rechanging it.
So their idea is to get rid of all the old fogies and start selling them to new young...
That's
hipsters.
Not, no, I don't think it's
with this, baggy jeans.
You think this is the same thing that motorbikes and motorbike manufacturers are going down though? They are realizing that a lot of their market is getting older and older and older and soon will not be buying what they're buying, which I guess their Jaguar market probably are also.
So are you telling me that this marketing campaign will attract younger buyers?
Well, no, I think the marketing campaign's absolute shit.
Good.
But,
I'm glad we agreed on that. Yeah.
But I think their point is with it that they probably just need to I don't know.
I think their idea is that they want to have it as an all-electric car brand and old fogies aren't going to buy all-electric cars.
But they're getting
the
rid of
generation.
They're completely getting rid of all their heritage and they're saying, well, big F you to everyone who's bought cars recently. I think this is going to be a really, really bad move.
I really don't like when manufacturers do that though. Don't like you should hark back to your heritage and sort of like especially Jaguar's heritage.
Yeah.
Mm. It is like to delete everything that you ever done, which is what they've done.
Yep.
Is like, you know, like when you're saying the E-Type and all that stuff and everything.
Yeah,
and you're,
it's not
and,
good.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Mm. It's a very, very bad move. Bold, but very bad. Anyway, let's move it on to two interesting facts that I've learned.
Go on then.
Do you want to learn? You need to stop. Two interesting facts that I have learned. The first one, do you know when the first speeding ticket was issued?
18.
No, Rory. I'm going to say it was in 19.
Mm-hmm.
19. What year was
this? Is he powering down at the moment?
It was
1969.
1960. Incorrect. 1896.
I bloody knew it, man.
Yes, that's because it's open here and you've probably seen it.
No.
What gift put a speed camera up?
So, on the 28th of January, 1896, a man called Walter Arnold was fined when he was caught breaking the speed limit by four times. He was four times over the speed limit.
On a horse?
No. What he was traveling at, there are no speed limits on horses. He was traveling at 8 miles an hour in Kent. He was chased down by a police officer on a bicycle and charged on four counts. The first one was using a locomotive without a horse on a public road, because if you were driving a car, you had to have a horse with you. He was also done for allowing the locomotive to be operated by fewer than three people.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also done for traveling at a greater rate than 2 miles an hour and failing to clearly display his name and address on the locomotive.
What device would they have had to measure speed back then?
Maybe four men walking, and they were like, he looks like he's doing four times speed.
And trust England, of all places, to be the first place to get a speeding ticket. I feel like I drove past four speed camera vans on the way here today.
Did you?
Four.
Did you set them all off?
No. Waze was in my favour.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well done, Waze.
But four?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
This man was also fined £4.07. Would you care to guess what that equates to in today's money?
That's a lot of money. That is...
£4.07.
Isn't that like... I'm going to say that's like, all right.
It's a couple of grand,
50
isn't it?
Grand?
50 grand?
No, it's a couple of grand.
It's £260.
Is it?
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
Apparently.
Sure.
Pretty sure.
That's not a lot.
That's what I've read.
Hmm.
Some sort somewhere.
That's very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So don't do 8 miles an hour in Kent, because you will get done.
No, yeah, that's not good.
My second very interesting fact, which I really like, the inventor of cruise control was blind.
Really?
Yes. So there's a man called Ralph Titor, and he came up with the idea of cruise control while being driven by his family lawyer, who kept on speeding up and slowing down every time that this man talked and listened.
Ooh.
So the motion annoyed Titor so much that he developed the system, which received its first patent in 1945 and was used by Chrysler for the first time in 1958.
Oh. Do you know what? Still bloody useless. Because you stick cruise control on the motorway and people who haven't got it on are still then speeding up and slowing down and doing the exact same thing you got annoyed about.
That's why you have adaptive cruise control.
My commute's pretty good on the M4. I stick it at 80, it's 75. And I literally, I can do minutes. Minutes at a time. I just have to slow down for the hypothetical speed cameras.
You can't do it on my route.
Mm.
The worst people are for it are the middle lane hoggers. They're the ones that will, like, you'll be going and overtaking them. Next thing you know, they've sped up.
Yeah.
And it's not even like they've sped up by like a few miles an hour. They've sped up by like 15 miles an hour or something. And the next thing you know, then you can see there's the best bit is when there's this like mild bit of terror where they're like, oh God, I didn't realise how quick I was going. And then they slow back down again.
Is this when you're doing 100?
No, 200.
Oh.
Oh, bloody hell. I thought of another reason why the smart motorway is so shit as well.
Go on then.
So you get the X.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the whole carriageway comes to a stop.
Yes.
It's like, come on, man.
One vehicle breaks down and the whole motorway comes to a stop. Yeah.
We want our hard shoulders back.
Mm.
It's so dumb.
Give them back.
Give them back to us, yeah.
Give them back.
That happened to me yesterday. I was delayed by 20 minutes because there was a crash in lane one. I was like, just go on the hard shoulder and then we can all crack on with our lives.
You know what else I realised? It's absolutely bloody useless. So I was on the way back on the M4 and I told you guys, there was a big crash where a Volvo XC90 of all things, brand new, was upside down and it was leaning against the central reservation.
Mm.
They had the markings of basically... the lane was closed, but no red X's, only the two dashes to say lane closed up ahead.
Yeah.
So what do you think everyone was doing?
Going in the lane.
They were going and using the lane.
Yeah.
And there was no emergency services there, no nothing yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, everyone comes up to it and you see all these people on the right-hand side going, literally still going normal speed. Next thing you know, there's a Volvo XC90 upside down.
Brilliant.
And then they're like, going, oh crap, and then moving across.
Mm.
It's just so pointless. Yeah.
Another thing as well, from yesterday's crash as well, that is so dumb about smart motorways. So you get the X.
Yeah.
You go past the incident.
Yeah.
And then you move back into the lane because you can see with your eyes that there is no danger. However, you're moving into a lane with an X and a speed camera and you get flashed.
But you don't know whether that incident is just one incident or two incidents.
No, but you do because you have eyes and you can see about a mile ahead and you know there are no incidents. And you can see the speed limit signage on the next gantry.
Do you know what I realise? Right. Yeah, while we're in America.
Yeah, right, go on.
There's
right.
a lot less cameras.
You can get away with a lot of stuff.
A lot less cameras. Also, the whole moving over and everything like that, no one's going to do it. So just make undertaking legal.
Yeah.
Mm.
Legalise cannabis. What? Sorry.
What?
Undertaking.
But also, because the other thing I think we were all shocked about as well, trucks.
Mm.
Trucks in America.
They're so fast.
They are doing like 75, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah.
They are rapid. Which
they
means
get shit done.
The slow lane doesn't exist in America because they're all doing 75 miles an hour.
It's brilliant.
It does work better.
Yeah.
It really does.
I know it's probably theoretically not as safe, but it does work better most of the day when we were there.
They do have a lot like greater distances to travel as well. Yeah, so they don't mess about.
Do you think we have the shittest motorways?
Depends which motorway. Some motorways are really good. Like I still maintain the M40 is a fantastic motorway.
On average, do you think we have the shittest motorways?
Yes. I can't think of anywhere in Europe that's worse.
Mm.
We also have the worst roads.
We also have the most amount of cameras.
And roadworks. I've never been to a country with more roadworks than
we've got. So.
However, on the flip side, we also have the best used car market. Swings and roundabouts.
Mm.
But the worst weather.
Do you know, I had a lot of people message me when I put my Alpina for sale saying, in my country, that is like a 20, 25 grand car.
Oh, we get that all the time, don't
we?
Yeah.
When we buy, like when you bought your Range Rover for, what was it?
800 quid.
800 quid. Everyone was like, what? You can't get that in my country for that much. That's like at least a minimum of a 5 grand car.
Yeah. But then you say, but I bet you got nice roads.
Yeah.
And I bet good
you
weather.
Have, yeah, I bet you have some sun.
We're all miserable here. Yeah, we got shit cars, but we can't use them.
Mm.
And salting roads as well.
Yeah.
Who else salts the roads?
Maybe that's why our cars are so cheap, because they just dissolve.
You know, they do dissolve. Christ. They've started doing that yesterday, gritting the roads.
They have. Mm.
That's why I can't see anything when I'm driving along.
You need to sort your washers out.
I do need to sort my washers out.
The worst thing, isn't it, when you're on a motorway and then you see the salt spreading sign and you're in a nice car and then all of a sudden you can hear and you know that's just salt just beating a shit out the front of your car.
It's horrible.
And have you ever been stuck behind a salt spreader?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Like, oh. It's...
You never know that moment. Do you like fly past it where you then get...
I fly past. When, as far away as possible.
Yeah, but then you're getting gravel hitting your car very fast. Or do you do like a slow past it, so then the gravel's sort of hitting it at a medium speed?
At that speed, it's going to hit it and do damage no matter what.
Do you? I could never tell whether to fly past or slowly overtake it.
That's why with Barney, I'm going to get the whole Barney PPF'd.
Are you?
Yeah, whole thing PPF'd. I need to get that done.
Why?
Oh, because you don't use your car, you'll never drive it. Shut up. Sell the Defender, Rory. Sell it.
That is funny.
For a podcast that advocates mental health, we do like taking a piss out of each other or not, don't we?
That's
bringing
just what
ourselves
we do in
down.
The UK,
we do. Yeah, it's because of the weather. It's all shit. It's all shit.
I always find it funny whenever you have like someone from another country come over, like, or like we're doing something from someone from Germany, and they're like, they just look baffled when we're just taking the piss out of each other constantly. They're like, why are you doing this?
Why do you hate each other so much?
Yeah. No wonder your mental health is so shit.
Oh, how we laugh.
We do have a laugh.
Yeah. Right, Rory, what have we got coming up?
Coming up, we are coming up. Yes.
Who are we coming up?
I will admit, we're not quite sure of the next few weeks. We need to sort of plan. But you want to do something with your Alpha 156?
Yes. So I've got 156. I swapped my 8 series for a 156 and an E39 540i Touring. The Alpha came with no ECU. The ECU has arrived today. Bought that on eBay for 850 quid.
Yep.
Our mate Dips is going to come on Monday. He's going to fit the ECU and get it coded. And then we're thinking about doing a bit of a kind of, you can't call mine a super saloon.
I think they're super saloons.
Yours is definitely a super saloon. Mine is like a hot saloon.
Mm.
Because yours is, you bought yours for 12.
Yeah, my M5, yeah.
The Alpha is worth about, in really good nick, 10 to 12.
Yeah.
Like maximum. So we thought, why don't we take those two cars out, super saloons, inverted commas, and do a bit of a road trip with them as well. Because there's nothing better sounding to me than a V6 Busso and also the
V10.
M5. The V10, yeah. V10 is best sounding, but for a V6, the Busso takes some beating as well. So
we're going to take two of the coolest saloons ever made with some of the coolest engines ever made.
Driven by the coolest cats.
And go and enjoy the sounds and sights.
Yes.
Of somewhere.
Somewhere.
Maybe
somewhere
we should do a little Christmas special in them.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. So
we
yeah.
could go and collect some Christmas trees like we did in our first Belgium trip.
We
remember,
could.
Remember, in our Jaguar.
And I could post myself through the Christmas tree wrappy machine.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was quite funny.
But.
Yeah. But.
This all depends on if we can get his 156 working. Because there is still an up in the air on whether.
I think it'll be all right.
Okay. But yeah, there is that up in the air.
Yeah.
I messaged Gareth yesterday.
Gareth.
And I gave him dates for Vietnam. Oh. I have never heard or just seen messages from a man so instantly.
Did he squeak?
Oh my God, he shit himself.
Really? Shit. Did he do a me?
He did, yeah.
Did he shot?
He shot, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Christ.
Yeah, he was literally going, oh my God, what are we doing? If you need any help, let me know. So yeah, we've got Vietnam booked in. He wants to, he wants to have a word with you.
Oh Christ, this sounds very expensive.
Well, look, I said me and Taylor are staying on afterwards. I said, Alex probably won't.
Yeah.
And he was like, and then I was like going, but I don't know. You might want to see if he might stay on for a couple of days or something. Because going for 7 days to Vietnam is a long way to go.
Yeah. Well, so, I did 5 days to America.
So, yeah.
And I felt fine when I got back.
Did you?
I'm only just recovered.
So Gareth has got approval, but it's down to you.
Gareth has got approval.
He's got approval.
Is Gareth never asks approval? He just does.
He asked for approval.
Did
on
he
this
really?
One.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
So yeah, you need to decide that.
Okay.
Then America is like the G Wagon episode has gone mad.
Yeah, G Wagon has done like over 300,000
views on a V2 channel.
That's really good. Yeah.
So yeah, I think. We just need to get back to America ASAP, really.
Should we ship our cars to America?
You what?
Should we ship our cars to America?
So I would like to go to SEMA and get some cars over to SEMA next year, maybe with EBC.
I'd like to just take my 6 Series over and just drive it out.
Yeah?
Imagine me driving my 6 Series down the Las Vegas Strip.
You'll have to be fixed, though, and that will never happen.
Oh, shut up. It would be very cool, though, wouldn't it?
It would. I was also just looking at the back end of completely off topic here. Audioboom, that they host our
podcast,
don't they? Would you care to guess? I know you probably know the stats. The percentage of listens that we get in the United Kingdom.
70%.
It's 71.2.
That's quite a good guess.
And what do you think are the two next countries that listen to the podcast? The two next biggest countries. They're both on 3%. So it's quite small. Well, we've got three countries on 3%.
I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Australia.
Yes, correct.
And Sweden?
No. Oh, shit.
It's the only sort of like red X sound I've got.
Yeah. Or Germany.
No, it's the Netherlands, then Australia, then the United States, Ireland, Germany, New Zealand, Sweden, Canada. And we do also have listens from Tunisia, Trinidad and Tobago, Zambia, Maldives, Qatar, Macedonia.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got loads. It's just really cool stats.
All over the world.
The biggest age demographic, if anyone actually cares who's listening, 25 to 34. You're about, what are you, 29%? And amazingly, the gender.
This one I was shocked about the most.
So, okay, so there's a caveat here. So 55% male versus 44.2% female.
Which when you go on the YouTube back end or Instagram back end, it's literally like 95% male.
However, and this is something that Rianne brought up.
Yeah.
Men are very lazy. Like, how many men do you know that actually have a Spotify account versus women who are giving their...
You've got to admit, a lot of our emails are from people who are saying, my boyfriend or husband started listening to you guys and now I listen as well. So we do get But yeah, I will say it probably is slightly skewed.
And in terms of like Spotify versus Apple Podcasts, Spotify accounts for 81.3% and Apple Podcasts only 10 10.9%.
Which I thought would be a lot closer than that.
Yeah. And 96% of you are listening on your mobile telephonic device. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably while driving.
Probably while driving. So yeah, I thought that was quite interesting. Anyway, we're loving doing the podcast. We love all of the feedback and we love the emails that we get at.
Podcast@autoalexcars.com. I need to record.
But I think you'd be slower though.
Would that be cheating? That's a bit like autopilot.
Yeah, we don't like autopilot, do we? Speaking of, there is a video coming out tomorrow on autopilot and a Tesla Cybertruck.
There is.
Which is very cool. Yeah.
Which is very, very cool. Well, is it cool? Autopilot?
It is cool. There's no way you can't say it's cool. Like
it's cool. It's cool, but we don't love it.
It's absolutely amazing.
But we don't love it.
And I love it. I would be using it all the time.
Yeah, but you're lazy. And you're a terrible driver anyway.
I just like my Range Rover.
Yeah.
It's got a V8 diesel in it.
It does. How long before he sells that?
Oh, shut up. Give over.
I'll give it 3 weeks.
I can sell and buy whatever I want, all right? Get off my case.
All right. And on that note, thank you very
much for listening to the Jesus Christ. Hey, y'all, get a look. Right, Rory.
Someone's got his balls.
Yeah, you wish you had my balls.
I don't.
And on that note, thank you very much for listening. Whatever you do, to the best of your ability. Hope you're having a good week. And if you need to chat to anyone, then make sure you share your problems. And with that, thank you very much. We love you guys. And we will see you at the Auto Alex Christmas Meet, 5th of December. Get your tickets immediately and get your Christmas jumpers as well. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are 2/4 of a group of people who love facts and we love to find new facts and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us, No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.